Some of the historic houses in Philadelphia's Fairmount Park are part of a Charles Dickens Christmas Carol tour. Characters from the story of Scrooge and Tiny Tim have to wait inside three colonial houses in the park for evening tours. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports from the tour bus.
The trolley leaves from the Philadelphia Museum of Art, which manages Mount Pleasant, Cedar Grove, and Lemon Hill, three 18th century homes.
Oh, hello, hello, welcome one and all.
This is Holly, a very chipper colonial character played by Megan Slatter. She explains that early American Christmas celebrations were nothing like today. The original Puritans looked down on revelry, such that for a short time in Boston, Christmas was illegal.
And for any of the places that did not outlaw Christmas, it was, however, a decidedly adult holiday.
18th century revelers celebrated Twelfth Night with a lot of eating, drinking, and dancing, as did Charles Dickens' character, Mr. Fezziwig, the original employer of a young Ebenezer Scrooge. At the Mount Pleasant Mansion, Mr. Fezziwig takes his trolley visitors through a dance lesson.
And go to the right. One, two, three, four. To the left.
The Mount Pleasant Mansion, built by a one-armed pirate in the 18th century, was considered the most elegant house in Pennsylvania. The nearby Lemon Hill Mansion was a summer retreat, unlikely to have a celebration in winter. The Cedar Grove House would not have allowed any Christmas celebrations at all because it was owned by a modest Quaker family. Site manager Justina Barrett has allowed for some poetic liberties with this holiday tour.
It's an opportunity to see them decorated for the holidays. It's an opportunity to see them at night, which is very special. But this audience wants, I think this audience wants to get their Dickens fill. So you're really checking off two boxes with one check mark.
One of those audience members is David Eames, a big fan of Charles Dickens, who had no idea there were historic houses in Fairmount Park.
I was completely unaware of their existence or their history. I'm from Reading. You know, I don't have a lot of knowledge of that particular aspect of Philadelphia.
Just as the tour plays with history a bit, it also strays from the story of A Christmas Carol. There are no ghosts here, for example. Co-creator Brad Wren plays a reformed Scrooge after the transformation.
I do still play a curmudgeon. Instead of being this character who's down here and sort of snapping at people and being angry, but he is trying to fill his heart with love and joy.
Come in! Come
this Scrooge
in,
has all the right intentions, but little practice.
You see, I'm new to this whole jolly Christmas deck the halls, figgy pudding, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, and I'm not quite sure I'm doing it all right.
The Christmas tree in Lemon Hill Mansion will not light up until sufficient Christmas spirit fills the room.
I don't think it's me. I think it's one of you guys.
While historic house tours have been offered for 45 years, this is only the second year of these evening tours with actors. The Art Museum is still finding its feet.
Keep it going.
I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.
Jingle bells!